This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, if you want to check us out online, you know what to do. Please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page after you receive 13 to 15 articles. On the left side of the page, which is there in purpose for the very purpose, friends, of combating the lying CIA-controlled media, and obviously they're useful idiots. Go to the right side of that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. As you look to the right side of the page, you go ahead and click on to YouTube. Join us on live chat. You can do the same thing over at beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page. Go ahead and click to the right side, and you'll see live chat. Join us there. If you'd like to call in at any time, we'll do our best to hook up SPAC. We are having some issues. We're broadcasting live out of Pennsylvania, Curry, Pennsylvania today. And we'll do our best to pick them up if we see them. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, it is on. For years, we have talked about who is assailing the American people. And over and over and over again, it always turns to those that are supposed to represent we the people on so many different fronts. What we're going to be talking about today is governors making war against the people that they are to represent. We'll talk about Governor Newsom. We'll talk about the governor in Texas, Abbott. We'll talk about the governor in the state of Minnesota and what it is that they're doing to the very people that they are to represent. C.S. Lewis rightly said, the road to tyranny, he said, we must never forget, begins with the destruction of the truth. And we've named this before, and we've nailed this and exposed this over and over and over again. Luke 12:2, where there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Friends, what starts wars? What creates wars besides words? Those that war against what? The truth. The first casualty in every war, friends, is always the truth. What I'm going to do, I'm going to tee this up. The second segment, I'm going to play some audio from Mr. Jensen, a senator out of the state of Minnesota who's now under investigation for exposing the state's government, the CDC, and for him telling the American people the truth of the matter. The information that he's going to reveal to us, friends, is nothing short of stunning on so many different fronts. Now, friends, I want to revert back to the fact that we've pointed out the issues, those that are creating this domestic insurrection 24/7, warring against we the people. It's the corrupt politicians, and it's the CIA-controlled media. We're going to name names. We're going to call them out for who they are. And I want people to understand, friends, if we deal with these two issues, corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled media, we're going to stop 98% of the warfare that exists in this country today. It also helps us identify where it's coming from. Well, if you take the time to know the Declaration of Independence or read the Declaration of Independence over and over and over again, you will find that it was the king across the pond in England that would not be ruled by God, as we all know, especially my listeners. And what's interesting to note, friends, is he even hired mercenaries to attack the colonies. He even tried to use his own people, the people that were in the colonies, friends. He even tried to use them to take out their own brethren in favor of the crown, again, across the pond. So, friends, this is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9, the preacher said, he's exactly right. There's nothing new under the sun. Friends, history is repeating itself. And why is history repeating itself? Because so few actually have taken the time to know where it is that they came from. And when we look to our forefathers, we could have not had better examples under the sun than the one that the Lord and the ones that the Lord has given us concerning who they were, what it was, friends, that they made reference to in throwing off a tyrant, and who the people that were responsible, along with the 56 diners, the Black Robe regiments, and less than 3% of the population that were used by God to throw off the tyrant across the pond. Again, nothing new here. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that we're to follow in the faith, the footsteps of those that have gone before us in the faith. So there's no better example concerning those that we are to follow, to emulate, to copycat every step of the way, that we might preserve our freedoms for our posterity. And it is for us to do what's been left undone. There's no question about it. Now, friends, what I'm going to do again, we're talking about governors making war against the people that they are to represent. I'm going to come back on the other side of this break. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to play some audio for you. And when I play that audio, it's going to be from Mr. Dr. Senator Jensen from the state of Minnesota. I'm also going to play some audio from Ron Paul, showing you the fraud that's being perpetuated upon us again in this country. How is it that the American people, let me ask, are confused today concerning what's going on here? I went through the airport in Minneapolis this morning. I went to the airport today in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We got up at 5 o'clock in the morning, just got to the hotel 10 minutes ago, friends, before we went live. And it was interesting to note throughout the time that we left this morning to where we're at today, the people that were just going along pretending with the very government and the very CIA-controlled media that they say that they don't believe. It's absolutely astounding, friends, when you look at the hypocrisy going on in this country. It's like this. We make reference to the Christian country we are and the Christian nation that we are, which nobody can question. We all know this to be true. We are a Christian nation. But look at the lack of Christianity coming from the 86% of the people in this country that do call themselves Christians. And what comes to my aid is 1 John 2:4, where Jesus said, "He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." How many liars we have in this country, friends, that claim to be walking in the truth when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. And then when you do give them that truth, it's interesting that they treat the truth like and as if it's stranger than fiction. Folks, whoa, is there any winning with people that claim to be one thing but act out in another way? I don't know. I mean, what's the resolve? Is it judgment? It must be. Maybe that's why we're seeing judgment rain down upon a nation that, again, pretends to be one thing and God bearing witness against them. But then again, when you think of the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain in Exodus 20, it's interesting. That means to practice what you preach, because he says right after that, for those that hold his...
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Isn't working out, so do forgive us. You can go ahead and give it a shot, though. If you want to call in, you can give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, I want to play some audio for you. And this is Scott Jensen, okay? Senator Scott Jensen, Dr. Scott Jensen. He's actually under investigation right now for telling the American people as to how the deaths in the state of Minnesota are being manufactured. And then what we're going to do right after that, because, again, we're talking about governors making war against the people. I want you to listen carefully as to what Scott Jensen says about the governor in the state of Minnesota. And then we're going to take it over to Abbott in Texas. And then right after Abbott in Texas by Ron Paul, who we've had on the radio show here before, we're going to take it over to none other than Gavin Newsom, this little communist dictator wannabe out in California. So listen carefully, friends, as to what Scott Jensen has to say, because it's information that you need to hear.
Hi, Senator Scott Jensen, family doc. I represent Carver County in the Minnesota Senate. It's July 13th. It's report card day. Remember when you were a kid, you get your report card taken home to your parents? So I made a report card. How are we doing, Minnesota? Well, in terms of physical distancing and common sense and surges and peaks, we've done pretty well. In terms of states' rights being honored by the federal government, done pretty well. In terms of the federal government trying to get dollars to the states to help make things work so we can support all the various initiatives that need to take place from COVID-19, done okay. Suspending air travel and trying to secure borders and do things like that, we've done okay. But Johnny, you don't have some good grades here too. You're wondering what they are? Well, the CDC botched up testing pretty good, and they didn't tell us. And then when it did get disclosed, instead of reaching out to partners that had the problem figured out, they wasted more time. Civil liberty encroachments? Well, when Governor Walz decides to send out addresses of every active COVID-19 case to 500 law enforcement agencies, it doesn't sound like we're really protecting people's personal health information. Conspiracies? Well, if you don't like what someone's saying on social media, evidently they're spreading disinformation, misinformation, or they're providing reckless advice. But I am not holding Governor Walz accountable for spreading misinformation or reckless advice, because he initially said we'd have 74,000 deaths in ramped up the suicide rate, ramped up the depression rate, ramped up the anxiety rate. Do you have any idea how many prescriptions I provide for drugs like Prozac and Zoloft and Effexor? Supplies. PPE. We're doing better. But honestly, we could do better yet. We do not want our healthcare workers to feel like they have to, if you will, recycle their N95 masks. These people are on the front lines. Let's get it done. We can do it. So overall, our report card isn't so great. But if you look at the best grades we got, it's because we leaned into you. We leaned into the personal responsibility of Minnesotans and Americans. We asked you, please, physically distance. Please honor the people around you. Please, if you have a fever, cough, shortness of breath, stay home. Please try not to fiddle with your mask. Try not to touch your nose.
So I think we get the point. Senator Scott Jensen here telling us, friends, that the governor of the state of Minnesota sending out police force, sending out forces, hiring on people to capture the people in the state of Minnesota that are speaking out against the political narrative, friends. They're contrived narrative. I got a question for the people in the state of Minnesota. The people in the United States, in all 50 states of our union, when does it come to the point where those that are to represent we the people are held accountable to the very laws that they themselves promise to uphold? When does that happen? Because you know as well as I do, folks, they're not going to enforce the law. They've been busy for decades in this country transgressing those laws that they swore to uphold. When is it that 330 million people in this country say, we've had enough? We've had enough of the tyranny. We've taken the time to read our founding documents to see, just like I read on the airplane all the way to Pittsburgh today, friends. It's interesting that when you peruse the U.S. Constitution, all the provision is there for we the people to hold those said representatives accountable to the very laws that they promised to uphold. When has it come to the point where the American people hold our said representatives to the very laws that they swore to uphold? Again, only you can answer that question because I can't do it for you. Friends, did you know, just taking it to another topic concerning the same topic, did you know that New York Times right now is being sued for $10 million for making up COVID-19 story? Yesterday we talked about several of the things that were going on in the United States concerning our governor's friends that are in fact attacking the people that are going along with this contrived narrative. Yesterday we were talking about, friends, how these numbers have been contrived. How these testings have come back positive out of 333 tests in the United States. Every single one of them came back positive. Manufacturing numbers, friends. When is it, again, that the American people are going to take responsibility for their government? Because this is a reflection of what you tolerate, Americans. It's a fraud. It's criminal fraud being perpetuated upon all of us. Hey, folks, you want me to take another step? Because I can do that right now. We all know now that the CDC has been taken over by the President of the United States of America. Matter of fact, those that don't believe the CIA-controlled media, 94% of you, I know you don't believe it, at least that's what you say. But let me go over to CNBC because you'll believe what you say you don't believe. Romans 1, read the chapter, friends. Okay, holding the truth and unrighteousness, 118, Romans. They reported coronavirus data has already disappeared after Donald Trump's administration shifted control from the CDC. When is it, America, that you're going to realize that you're being played by all of the politicians hand in glove? Here, let me ask you a question in all sincerity. Which one has denounced it besides Senator Scott Jensen? Besides Ron Paul, who else has come out and denounced what's going on here? I know that we have another lieutenant governor out of Texas that is basically telling the American people not to listen to Anthony Fauci any longer. Then we have other people coming out and talking about how they're connected to pedophile rings, and we're told not to listen to them. After all, why would we listen to a bunch of pedophiles, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci? Folks, why haven't these people been prosecuted? Well, let me go right back to what I just said. CNBC just reported the coronavirus data has already disappeared after Trump's administration shifted control from the CDC. Okay? So everybody's a part of what's going on, friends. I have yet to find one in the media, the mainstream media, and politicians across the United States that is not getting behind this narrative because they know, just like you and I know, friends, they've already sold out, we the people. They've sold themselves out to the highest bidder called special interest groups. And I know that there's many people in this country today that just want to pretend with them that this is really not happening when it is, in fact, happening, friends. I don't know what else we need, friends, to begin to hold these people accountable for their crimes against we the people, but they're committing them on a daily basis over and over and over and over again. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to play some audio from Ron Paul talking about the perpetuated fraud that's being carried out through your said representatives, namely your governors in this current administration, against the very people that they're to serve. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars.
John, you can talk until you're blue in the face.
Has relieved what appears
and,
to
you know,
be
and it's just like, you know, you're doing what you can do. Can't do anything more, can't do anything less.
I'm quite happy, though.
Exactly.
Dr. Sam Surreal.
More.
Good product and ingredients.
I think, you know, it's one thing we've always done in the ministries is we've always led the way. We never just sat back and watched anybody else do what needed to be done. Like, for example, everybody's talking about the problems during that time of Columbine. I said, well, then let's go do high school. There are kids, they don't belong to the state. We see what's going on. We see the church doing nothing but complaining about the problem. Then we find out it's them sending their kids to the public school. And then when you go into the public school, they're the first ones to attack you, telling you can't do that because there's one between church and state. Is this insanity? Yeah.
Georgia courtroom. Brian's attorneys also filed a motion for potential jurors to be asked certain questions in an attempt to get rid of biases they may have in the case. The 25-year-old Arbery died on February 23rd in the southeast Georgia town of Brunswick when his family says he was out for a jog. The McMichaels, who are father and son, chased Arbery because they suspected he was burglarizing neighborhood homes. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said Friday she's recovering from chemotherapy for a reoccurrence of cancer, but has no plans to retire from the Supreme Court. The 87-year-old Ginsburg did spend time in a hospital this week for an infection. This is USA Radio News. A civil rights leader passes away, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Civil rights leader C.T. Vivian, a very close associate of the late Dr. Martin Luther King during his crusade for racial equality, has died at 95. Family members confirm he passed away in Atlanta early Friday. Vivian, a black Baptist minister, was one of King's staunchest supporters and most effective aides with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference during the 1960s, as the organization spearheaded a nonviolent campaign to end segregation in the South. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama in November of 2013.
The NFL says it will wait for the results of an independent investigation into sexual misconduct claims against the Washington Redskins before taking action. The league said in a statement released this morning the allegations are serious. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We've got Bradley Dean here broadcasting live out of Curry, Pennsylvania. Sitting here with my friend Dr. John. Dr. John. No, I know your last name, John. I'm just thinking, Dr. John, what a title. But with that, friends, we're going to be doing an event here in Curry, Pennsylvania tomorrow at 6:30. And, you know, we're just doing what we got to do, friends, and it's good to be back out here again. We went through the airport at 5 o'clock in the morning in Minneapolis, and then we got hardly anybody there, by the way. Literally hardly anybody there. I mean, crickets all the way through. Where it kind of surprised me. As a matter of fact, I even asked the lady at the front counter there. I said, where's everybody at? How come it's so low in volume concerning passengers today? And, folks, I got to tell you, it's got to be catching up with the airlines, what's going on right now concerning all this mask tyranny, to say the least. But then we got into Pittsburgh here, and it was the same way. Just dead as could be, crickets everywhere, hardly anybody out. And but I'll tell you what, friends, while others are impotent, we're going to stay busy. Faith without works is dead, and that's exactly why we're out here doing what we're doing, because we've been given the time to do it, and it's time for the church to lead. Matter of fact, just a couple weeks ago, we were in Brainerd, Minnesota, friends, and I shared this with you, my listeners, that we had, you know, a little less than 100 people show up in just one small town in northern Minnesota. Because we found somebody that would actually open up their business because the churches wouldn't. Well, it's the same thing here. Dr. John Diamond's doing the same thing in Pennsylvania. We have the law on our side. We have law teams, national law teams on our side, telling the American people, get out there and do it. And it's like, well, listen, we're looking for the opportunity. So we've gotten the opportunity, and we're walking through the doors, friends. Luke 19:10, we're seeking and saving that which is lost. Because there's going to be no excuses offered to the Lord on Judgment Day. As a matter of fact, if you think of John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, he was on several commissions. I believe he was on 22 different commissions, boards. And he was asked why he was so involved with what was going on concerning his country. And he said, I'm moved by the fear of God. I have to answer for everything I do and for everything that I don't do. And that stuck with me. And that is walking in fear of the Lord. That is not diabolical. That is feline on so many different fronts. So with that said, friends, let me get back to the topic so we can stick to the topic. And we're talking about governors making war against the people that they are to represent. We just talked about the Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, and Senator Dr. Scott Jensen just exposed him for what he's doing along with the CDC and how they're perpetuating fraud. Now what I want to do is I want to jump over to Ron Paul, former congressman out of Texas for, I believe, over 30-some years. And we've had him on the radio before, but we're going to pull him up on some audio for you right now so you can understand. He put the question mark on his audio, friends. Is the Texas COVID spike fake news? I want you to listen carefully.
Report. Is the Texas COVID spike fake news? On July 2nd, Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order mandating the wearing of face masks across the state, whether indoors or outdoors, when 6 feet cannot be maintained between people. In the governor's decree, he cited a rise in COVID cases, a rise in test positivity, and a rise in hospitalizations as justification to force people to cover their faces in public. The move is not only a violation of the civil liberties of all Texans. Abbott may have based his executive order on inaccurate information about a rise in COVID cases due to the Texas State Department of Health Services changing the definition of what constitutes a COVID case. Thanks Please go to Collin County Judge Chris Hill for blowing the whistle on what appears to be a move in mid-May to redefine what was a COVID case to open the door to a massive increase, all to match the mainstream media line that a second wave was on its way. In a commissioner's court hearing for Collin County on May 18th, it was revealed that while previously the determination of a COVID case was a confirmed test result, the definition was suddenly changed to count probable cases as cases. At the same time, the threshold for determining probable was lowered to a ridiculous level. Hill said at that May 18th hearing, if you have a subjective fever and you have a headache and you live in Collin County, you now meet the qualifications to be a probable COVID patient. It is a remarkable how low the standard is now. Even worse, once a probable case was determined based on possibly unrelated subjective criteria, up to 15 people in possible contact with that probable case were also listed as probable cases, and probable cases were considered cases. Repeat that farce across Texas, and is it any wonder there was a spike in cases? Also, Governor Abbott's claim that hospitals were being overrun by COVID patients was refuted by the Houston hospital directors themselves, who said they were nowhere near actual capacity and, in fact, were about the same level as they were last year. The basis for Abbott's unconstitutional executive order has been shown to be false. Will he admit his mistake? It is encouraging to see so many local and county officials across Texas announcing they will refuse to enforce Governor Abbott's unconstitutional face mask order.
You know, that was former Congressman Ron Paul talking about how when they went to the hospitals, the doctors refuted what the governor was saying. Why is it that the information that we're getting, friends, is always directly from, again, you can't, folks, again, I make reference to the people that are bringing you the information, that are creating this war against we the people, that are creating these narratives. How is it that it's always the politicians that agree with the narrative that the mainstream media gives air to? But if you combat it, if you refute it, they want nothing to do with you. As a matter of fact, what they'll do is they'll have the big tech companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, so on and so forth, Yahoo. They'll basically expunge your information, or they'll pull down your videos like YouTube has over and over and over again. Why? Because it tells the American the truth, and truth, friends, is the enemy to the state. John 8:32. These people don't have truth in them, friends. Read John 8:44. Read Ephesians 4:14. It's all right there in front of our faces. Friends, let me say this real clear. You're being lied to. Why are so many of you people out there confused? The Word of God says confusion is not of God. Your confusion is because you don't take heed to the Word of God. Read Daniel 9:7. Because there's no reason for confusion anymore, friends. You've been given the truth over and over and over again. Their narrative has been debunked over and over and over again. And friends, what's scary about all this is the media's control over the narrative. You know, I brought this into the equation, and I just want you to understand how powerful their stronghold is on the narrative. When I tell you people over and over and over again that you have Joe Biden and you have Donald Trump, yet there's 1,104 other individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America, I can ask anybody on the street, how many have you heard of? Who are you going to vote for the presidency of the United States? Well, there's only Joe Biden and there's only Donald Trump. Nope, it's because you believed the narrative, and it shows you again the control that these six corporations have over the narrative on a global basis. You're being lied to. This is about creating an issue. Order out of chaos, friends, and it's exactly what they're doing right on cue. And everybody that's going along with this narrative, and I'm talking about, again, the mainstream media and corrupt politicians are only showing their loyalty to their masters, friends, because it's not to the people, it's not to the truth. There is not one individual in the mainstream media that can say with a straight face, speaking the truth in their heart that what they're being told about COVID or coronavirus is true or accurate. Because the numbers go up and down and up and down and up and down. And by the way, you just heard Senator Jensen tell you about how it's being manufactured. And while they're manufacturing the deaths and they're manufacturing the coronavirus, keep in mind the governor's scanning social media to attempt to criminalize those that are going against their narrative. I want you to think about that. That is the definition of tyranny. Friends, I shared with you yesterday a nurse that posted a Twitter, and she noticed that the individuals that were coming in to be tested for COVID or coronavirus, there's two separate issues, friends. She said that she noticed they were all coming back positive. So she created 10 fake tests, and she sent them through to be tested. And out of those 10 fake tests, no humans were involved. She basically contrived the whole test. It was fake. It was created out of thin air. Every one of those 10 fake tests came back positive. Every single one of them. America, what is it that you need? When does it come to the point where they're criminals, where they're held accountable to the people in this country? Because they're only doing right now what the American people are letting them get away with. And Bradley, why do you keep pushing this? Because you're the responsible party. They're attempting to criminalize you, America, if you don't go along with it. I just got into Pennsylvania. First thing I did is walked into a store. I had to go to the bathroom. It was in Amico. And it said masks are mandated before walking into the store. I got back into the car, and I said to my wife, I said, I'm not going in there. I got to go to the bathroom, but I'm almost ready to go in the back over here just to prove the point that I'm not going to submit to tyranny in any sense of the word because they know it's fake. You know, it's interesting. We have a governor, by the way, in the state of Georgia now suing the mayor of Atlanta for mandating masks. So we have another governor, by the way, that's doing a good job. And folks, those people that are in government doing their jobs, those people we need to get behind them. We need to stand with them because they're doing the right thing. I know people across the country, they love to hear the bad news. They love to hear hopelessness and gloom and doom and there's nothing we can do about it. But I want to tell you something, friends. There's a small portion of people, a percentage of people in this country that are standing up against all of you do-nothings, and they're getting the job done because God doesn't need a majority to prevail. He'll use a minority. He'll use one person if he has to. The whole country can pivot on that one person if need be. Just ask Moses. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
I cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0707. Team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries.
Yeah. We did see a couple, even in Pennsylvania here where the restaurants were open. They're back. And people are going to them, and they're appreciative of the fact that they're taking a stand. Yeah.
Become a son of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Amen. All over.
And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com.
I think they're in cahoots.
I do, yes. And I think actually, if I had those solutions, one way I would say a lot of
corporate. Silverlungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions.
Well, just think about this. Look at all the tax write-offs these corporations have been given by the government. So you see them working hand in glove in operation to do the taxes. I mean, that's where we're at, John. I mean, there's no getting away from it. But,
as I said, if you're trying to limit the number of people in that town, wouldn't you keep the little places open?
Yeah. Well,
the one telling you to get out could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. all broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual: Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of a hotel room in Curry, Pennsylvania, is my friend Dr. John Diamond. We're going to be doing an event at 6:30 tomorrow night. Looking forward to it. But before that, we got 2 hours of radio to do, and we'll be doing that again live from Curry, Pennsylvania, here tomorrow. Now, friends, I want to tell you, I really appreciate the faithfulness of our friends on sonsoflibertymedia.com. There was 1,000 of you yesterday, just for the record, and I just want to tell you, it's because you're holding on to the truth that we're going to prevail one way or another. God's not a man that he should lie, and if he promised us something, not only promised us something, but asked us to challenge him. I mean, just think about Daniel when he said, those that know their God shall do great exploits. And then I think about in the book of Chronicles where Jeremiah, call unto me and I'll answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. And then I think Second Chronicles, where the Lord says that he will show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. And I think about when Jesus said, you know, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. Friends, we have nothing but promise in the Word of God. We're not promised defeat. We're promised victory. And if you look at what Jesus said, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, that's the revelation that he's bestowed upon us. Folks, we don't need a word from the Lord. If he said it in his word, that should settle it for every single one of us. And I believe it. And if I do believe it, then guess what? It does settle it. And we act upon it. And that's exactly what we're doing here. Again, I just wanted to tell you thank you very much for being faithful sons and daughters of liberty, regardless of what capacity you may be in when it comes to that. But you know what? If it wasn't for people like you, we wouldn't be here today. Just like good government, we high-five good government. We high-five the good sheriffs and the good police officers and the good firemen and the good military and the good people in federal government, local government. We appreciate you. So don't lose heart. Don't grow faint. Don't grow weary. We just got to keep fighting on and doing all that we can do and leaving the results up to God. That's what we're promised, and he will not fail us, friends, because he's not a man that he should lie. So let me do this. Let me button this up concerning governors making war against the people that they are to represent. C.S. Lewis said, the road to tyranny, we must never forget, begins with the destruction of the truth. I want to go directly down to this because this popped up yesterday. Concerning California's governor, Gavin Newsom. And there was an article sent out from Liberty Counsel. It's a national law firm out of Virginia. I tapped into this just momentarily during the end of the show yesterday. But they sent out a letter, and I want you to listen to this letter. This is Liberty Counsel. Now, what's interesting, friends, Liberty Counsel are the guys that we work with, and we've set three lawful precedents in public high schools across the country. When they get involved, they win. I just want you to hear what I'm saying to you. When Liberty Counsel gets involved, they win. They reported this yesterday, July 15th, 2020, and this is what they said. Governor bans in-home fellowship meetings. Not content to ban church singing and chanting, Tuesday morning, California Governor Gavin Newsom banned all indoor church services and in-home Bible studies and fellowship meetings. I just want to stop right there. For all of you smarty pants out there that have something to teach me and telling me how we can do it, just like the president, no matter what you say about them, they sit there and try to justify the unjustifiable. Read the Constitution, know the statutes and the law before you stick both feet in your mouth. Because, like that, of Governor Gavin Newsom, he does not have delegated authority to shut anybody down concerning the church. I want you to think about this. Where did he derive, I asked all you smarty pantses, where did he derive the just authority to shut down Bible studies and fellowship meetings at homes, let alone churches? I'm curious. Nobody can answer that. The letter goes on and tells us, the Bible tells us that gathering together as brothers and sisters in Christ is an important part of faith. Matthew 18:20 says, for where there are two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. In fact, the Greek word for church is ecclesia, which means assembly. Yet California Governor Gavin Newsom has decreed that this basic and important tenet of worship is totally banned in his state. I want you to remember, friends, too, this applies to the synagogues, and this applies to the Christian churches. Never said a word about the Muslim mosques that have no business being here in the United States whatsoever. Okay? First, they say, Newsom tried to limit all churches, regardless of their size, to just 10 people total in a building. Then he banned singing and chanting. And on Tuesday, Governor Newsom issued a new edict. Where he extracted this from, nobody knows. But he issued a new edict via the state's public health officer, dictating that about 80% of California's faithful men and women may not gather for any worship, no matter how small the gathering. I'm humored, friends. Matter of fact, if you want to get me a ticket for L.A., you want to put me in the folks, if you want to fly me into San Francisco to have a church service on the lawn of the Capitol, right in front of Governor Gavin Newsom, I promise you, friends, I kid you negative, I will preach right there. Because I'm not going to, John saying the same things, friends, Dr. John Diamond saying, I'll be there with you, friends. This is what we need, more people to stand up and do the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry. Hey, friends, where did they derive the delegated authority to do this? As of July 13th, all indoor services are banned, according to this dictator wannabe. Hey, folks, he's supposed to uphold the laws. He's supposed to represent the people that he received that delegated authority from. Where is he deriving this authority to do what he's doing, friends? Again, as of July 13th, all indoor services in California are banned in 30 counties, even in in-home Bible studies and fellowship. More counties may be added by King Newsom, reported Liberty Council. In other countries, the worship attendance is limited to 25% of building capacity or 100 people, whichever is less. But singing and chanting is also banned, and this includes in-home Bible studies and fellowship meetings. You know what comes to my aid right now, friends? Just the Holy Ghost rising up in me. You know, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. And you know what it says right after that, friends? He sets ambushes for his enemies. And, friends, we need to keep this by God. John, folks, if you're not getting this anointing, I'm having church in here right now. We have the promise behind every command that the Lord gives us. Every single one, friends. We're not promised defeat. We were given dominion on this earth. We're given dominion spiritually over all the power and the works of the enemy. What are Americans doing today? Where is those 86% that profess to belong to God? I want to finish this letter in conclusion. Yet the very order that bans indoor church and in-home Bible studies specifically allows protests. I want you to think about that. It allows protests. I'm curious, friends, where did he derive the authority to now release, what is it, over, was it 300,000 criminals back out onto the streets from prison in fear that they might get the COVID or the coronavirus? You want to talk about contradicting themselves at every given turn? Oh, keep in mind, this is also the same guy. Remember when Gavin Newsom quarantined his state? Did you know that his taste testing station in Napa Valley, California, his winery, did you know that it stayed open, Americans? See, what they're doing, friends, is it applies to you and me. It's do as I say, but don't do as I do.
See, because they'll figure, people will figure them out if you put two and two together. And that's exactly why I'm doing it for you right now. I want to bring this information to you, an ending of the show today. Again, what we're talking about right now, friends, is governors making war against the people that they are to represent. Going back to Governor Newsom, WND just reported that 3,000 Californian churches announced they will defy governor's orders. Folks, I want to say something to you, especially you good people in California right now. That's what the church does. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. If we haven't learned anything from Abraham, from Noah, folks, if we haven't learned anything from Moses and Joshua, Caleb, Abraham, folks, the list goes on. I can go all the way down to Samson and Gideon and Deborah and Ruth. And I think about all those prophets that defied both major and minor that stood against tyranny. Jeremiah, Ezekiel. Then I go to the New Testament and I think about the prophets like John the Baptist calling Herod out for all of his evils. And Jesus telling the Herodians that came unto him and the Pharisees saying that Herod will kill you. And Jesus turning around and said, go tell that fox what the deal is. I'm not asking him for permission to obey my father. And then we think about the 11 of the 12 disciples that have been martyred. What did they do, friends? I'll tell you what they did. They defied tyranny. And that's exactly what the church does. And by the way, not just did, but is doing today. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you 23 for 2 hours on Pennsylvania. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.